Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day where Congress appears to be moving in the right direction. Thank you, Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House. He has acknowledged, and it's peculiar because he's one of those people who is a very strong religious conservative and somebody who was a very strong supporter of President Trump when he was trying to undo the results of the election of 2020. But now he suggests that Biden's presidency is God's will. Really? Is that something of a surprise? We will get to that quote and what exactly it is that Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, said. Meanwhile, he is working very effectively and getting a lot of praise from people on the other side of the aisle because he is helping our government avoid what is supposed to be a government shutdown that would be coming up, what, 3 days from now? Unless something is done, something is being done. They are trying to authorize continuing resolutions that will allow the government to be funded, give them a little bit more time to work out some kind of agreement on the border, maybe some kind of agreement about getting necessary aid to Ukraine, getting necessary aid to Israel, and having that done in time before the potential government shutdown occurs. And that's what the continuing resolution would allow them to do. Meanwhile, there is a piece with a very intriguing headline, and the headline is Love versus Politics, How News Coverage Triggers Fights in Divided Couples. And this is about a new study that is not quite finished yet, but that they're in the middle of it. As U.S. politics continues to heat up ahead of the 2024 presidential election, researchers at the University of Illinois, the main campus at Champaign-Urbana, are offering a peek into the struggles of American couples with opposing political viewpoints. American politics have been extremely polarizing for quite some time now, they write. Republicans and Democrats, whether it be on Capitol Hill itself, on social media, appear incapable of civil interaction on a disturbingly frequent basis. We can have civil interaction on this show, by the way, 1-800-955-1776. They say that an estimated 30% of American adults who are in relationships have relationships with partners who do not share their political views. Now, I can believe that very clearly if it means do not share means you don't agree with them on everything. But I think in basic terms of political orientation, I've seen estimates that are much lower than that, because especially when politics confronts everything, your taste in movies, what you're going to do about going on vacation, what you're going to do about eating out, the kind of food you're going to be eating out. People having very different diets has a political ramification sometimes. The people who are very, very concerned about climate change are going to be far more likely to be on the liberal side of things and may have very different habits that they favor just in living together. I mean, this is, and in case somebody wants to ask or wants to know, this is one of those things where my wife and I did not have identical political views when we met in 1983, which is it's amazing to me that it's been so long that we're approaching our 39th anniversary comes up this month. And Yeah, but when you live together and you share things and you talk with each other, it's quite natural that you're going to be changing each other so that you work out on the same platform. The team at the University of Illinois set out to investigate what impact the differences in politics for this 30% of American couples has had on those adults in a relationship with partners who don't share their political views. Communication professor Emily Van Dyne held in-depth interviews with 67 people who are dating someone with opposite political views. For these couples, study authors explain decisions that appear mundane on the surface, like choosing which TV channel to watch, can be especially difficult. Okay, this is, we have an expression about that. This is first world problems. I mean, that your deepest difficulties are deciding which channel, TV channel to watch. I mean, for instance, let's assume that you have a couple. One is liberal, one is conservative. Then you're arguing about, you both are politically involved and concerned, so you want to watch the results of the Iowa caucuses. And somebody chooses to watch Fox and somebody chooses to watch MSNBC. Is that the deal here? Their cross-cutting political views presented many challenges for these couples, Professor Van Dyne says in a university release. Deciding which media to consume and whether to do so together or separately was difficult because it presented them with a choice about recognizing their political differences and finding a way to navigate them. These differing political beliefs or identities and relationships created the need for couples to influence or negotiate their news consumption. Okay, the rest of this report has to do a great deal with news consumption. And given the fact that people are so negative about the news media in general, and the news media in general have lost, and it's not simply people who look at them as the fake news, as the liberal media, as it traditionally has been. The people on the left are just as contemptuous of Fox and Newsmax as people on the right might be contemptuous of CNN and MSNBC. Still, due to their opposing views on President Trump, co-viewing TV news together created serious friction in the relationship. This became especially true when Wendy, one of the couples who was interviewed, decided there was too much negative coverage of Trump and she wanted to avoid it. Oh, good luck, good luck. That means you're going to be watching less TV. That's good. Additionally, study authors say negative stories about Trump made Wendy not only vulnerable to her boyfriend's criticism of her favorite candidate, but also of herself personally. And that, I think, is fascinating, is what they say is that part of the reason this becomes such a serious difficulty is because whatever they dislike in a candidate for high office, say you particularly loathe Joe Biden and you think everything about him is negative and he's foolish and he's self-righteous and he's misguided and he's not terribly bright and all of that. If you have a partner who is an enthusiastic supporter of Joe Biden, and there's some people out there who are, then you would have a tendency to read those negatives that you perceive in the President of the United States onto your partner. The other thing about this study, and the reason I think it's limited in its utility, is all of the couples they talked about were boyfriend-girlfriend. They did not appear to take married couples into account. And there still is a majority of the American people, a pretty big majority, who at least for a while are married. Meanwhile, more perspectives and a surprising one from Joe Scarborough on Trump's Iowa victory. That and more coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
Outstanding.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
There is some breaking news that is troubling because it is exactly what we don't need. We were just talking about the way that politics ends up poisoning relationships, intimate relationships. And of course it can. And by the way, if you have one of the people who has experienced the kind of controversy where literally people who love each other, loving couples, romantic couples, and they had some gay couples. They had one couple involving a one non-binary person. 67 couples they interviewed. And you can imagine the way that the politics could create all kinds of difficulties. But it shouldn't be basically that you just give in to the impulse to confront other people on things where you think they're wrong when there is no point on which you're going to resolve your differences in an amicable and positive way. What I'm thinking about is a latest move by Representative Dan Goldman, who is a New York Democrat. He just today filed a formal censure resolution against Representative Elise Stefanik, the Republican of New York. She is the third ranking Republican in the House hierarchy. And she has been accused by her colleague, Representative Goldman, from the same New York delegation. He's a Democrat. She's a Republican, of course. She has been accused of spreading conspiracy theories regarding voter fraud and supporting the rioters who attacked the Capitol on January 6th, 2021. In specific, she referred to them as hostages and refused to refer to people who were convicted or pleaded guilty of rioting and other charges, and she wants them to be called hostages. The censure power, they explain in this article, is a rare congressional punishment, typically used only against members convicted of a crime or severe wrongdoing, according to the New York Times. In this case, the censure resolution is a result of comments made by Stefanik referring to the rioters as hostages. Do I think it's loathsome and wrongheaded to refer to the rioters as hostages? Of course. They mean that we have a legal process that works. And most conservatives who believe in law and order would, I think, agree that if somebody is attacking a police officer and causing injury and hospitalization, there need to be some legal consequences. You're not being held as hostage. If you're being held as hostage, then the idea is that in order to free you, you want to get something in return. Who's holding these people as hostage expecting something in return? What you're expecting is that they pay their debt to society. And there should be a debt to society if, for whatever reason, whatever your motivation, if you are attacking people in law enforcement who are simply trying to maintain order and protect the effective functioning of our government, then, I mean, the idea that you're a hostage, it's loathsome and it's appalling and it's inappropriate and it's just too bad. It's really too bad. In terms of at least the kind of attitude that may bring people together a little bit more, Mike Johnson, who had picked up the habit, the tradition that had been set by Nancy Pelosi and Kevin McCarthy of a weekly press conference, did his press conference, and he was asked about the intersection about faith and public service, which has been a big and profound question for Mike Johnson of Louisiana, Speaker of the House, who is reputedly a man of very deep and serious faith. Here is what he said about President Biden and holding his position, and this after having questioned seriously some of the charges of fraud in the election.
This okay, so I said in my speech before I took the gavel that look, I'm a Bible-believing Christian, right? Bible-believing Christian believes what the Bible says, right? The Bible says that God is the one that raises up people in authority. I believe God is sovereign. By the way, so did the founders. I quoted the Declaration of Independence. They acknowledged that our rights don't come from government; they come from God, and we're made in His image. Everybody's made the same. We all are given equal rights and value, and that's something that we defend. So if you believe all those things, then you believe that God is the one that allows people to be raised in authority. It must have been God's will then. That's my belief, right? I think that a nation makes a decision collectively, because we're given the free will to do that, and I think we're going to make a much better choice as a country coming up in this election cycle. We're very much looking forward to that regime change.
Okay, but basically acknowledging that he believes that that Biden's presidency was God's will, that is a kind of at least concession that ought to bring people together a little bit more effectively so they can work together. Does that even include Kamala Harris? She was asked on The View of whether she and Biden should pivot their messaging to cover issues like the border, where she's supposed to be responsible, and the economy. This is, notice the way that Kamala Harris immediately goes from that to talking about Trump. This is Vice President of the United States, clip 15.
Both of these issues are true at the same time, and I would not separate them in terms of the connections. I think they're very real. We will not have the kind of quality of life that I think most people want without fundamental freedoms and the rights that are guaranteed in our Constitution and in the ideals upon which we were founded. And all of that is very much at stake. We've got a guy right now, the former president, running for office, openly saying that he promises to essentially be a dictator.
Right.
Mm-hmm. A person running to enter in back into the White House who is proud that he stripped Americans, women, of the right to make decisions about their own body. A person running to become the commander-in-chief.
Okay, he has been commander-in-chief before for 4 years, and a lot of people would recognize that in making crucial decisions about American security, including the decision to take out Qasem Soleimani, the terror chieftain for the Iranian regime, the idea that the Biden campaign is in trouble, you can hear it right there, not just because of Kamala Harris and her personality, but because the only thing they have to say about the frustrations that people feel, particularly on this issue of the economy and inflation and border security, the only thing they have to say is not, well, here's where we did a great job and we want to continue our work. It's to say that, oh, you'll hate it even more if Trump is empowered. Speaking of hating it even more, what about the debate on removing homeless encampments? We will get to that and more coming up on The MedVay Show.
From politics to pop culture and from coast to coast, this is The Michael MedVay Show.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USC
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Republican presidential candidates are now turning their attention on New Hampshire, following former President Trump's landslide victory in the Iowa caucuses.
Both Trump and Biden, if you look at the fact that they are still focused on the past, whether it's investigations, whether it's grievances.
Nikki Haley gaining momentum in the polls. Trump spoke about his former UN ambassador at a rally of his own late Tuesday.
Is counting on the Democrats and liberals to infiltrate your Republican primary. You know that. That's what's happening.
The oldest serving member of the U.S. Senate is now in the hospital. Staffers for Republican Senator Chuck Grassley informed reporters the 90-year-old is receiving antibiotic infusions to treat an infection. His office indicated Tuesday that Grassley is still in good spirits and will get back to work as soon as he's able under doctor's orders. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Michael Medved.
Wow, I'm totally, you know, rah-rah Medved.
And you'll be even more rah-rah Medved when you go to subscribe today to our new Substack newsletter. Michael Medved's context, placing today's big events in the perspective of our past and our future. Go to michaelmedved.substack.com and sign up today. Our most recent posting up there is in our Substack, which is called Context, is Iowa in Context. As the political world struggles to come to terms with the most important message from Donald Trump's overwhelming victory in the Iowa caucuses, the most prominent commentators largely ignored the most significant of all of the many numbers under discussion. What's the most significant number? Is it the 51% that President Trump got? He was running as an incumbent. He's expected to do very well. The most important number, I argue, is 110,000, which is the number of people who participated in the Iowa caucuses. And no, as I argue in the piece, it wasn't just weather that led the participation in the caucuses to be historically low. It's a provocative piece, meant to be. Check it out today at Substack. At michaelmedved.substack.com. Another issue, and it amazes me that they put this forward as a debate, is, should Seattle remove encampments? And advocates debate. That's the headline in the piece in the Seattle Times. And they write in the Times that Seattle removed thousands of tents during last year in 2023, in accordance with Mayor Bruce Harrell's campaign promise to keep parks, sidewalks, and public services open and clear of encampments. That is a promise that has maybe been imperfectly answered or realized, because no, we don't have all our parks, sidewalks, and public spaces open and clear of encampments, but we're making progress. Now a new city council with more moderate and business-friendly members could continue the drumbeat as many residents become increasingly upset about open-air drug use and other visible signs of homelessness. According to city data, about 16% of people living in encampments that the city removed last year entered a shelter immediately afterward, meaning the vast majority of people, 84%, were likely shuffled to another location outdoors. Meanwhile, encampment removals and cleanups cost the city about $38 million last year. Okay, what do you do about this situation? And it seems to me that the situation, which everyone is very, very cautious in saying, no, don't use the police, don't rely on the police, don't rely on enforcing the law. And the Supreme Court is actually going to be making a judgment on this concerning the Boise case, where a group of judges, three judges from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which is a very, very liberal judicial body, they have taken up the idea that you have a constitutional right to vagrancy. That, according to the Boise decision, they can't make laws that say you're not allowed to sleep in a park or on the sidewalk unless they can offer you housing, and presumably free housing. And the idea here in the city of Seattle is that there is more free housing than they're able to fill, because only 16% of the people removed from encampments actually accept the housing that's offered to them. And they have one of the people who participates in this discussion in the Seattle Times is Tim Harris, who is the founder of what's called Real Change, and he left that homeless advocacy organization and he left the street newspaper called Real Change that he led for nearly three decades, partly because of his stance that clearings still have a place in Seattle, which conflicted with other staff. And then they had Tiffany McCoy saying that, Tiffany, can you lay out what the demand to stop the sweeps means? And she said, what I mean by sweeps is the forcible removal of individuals with very little or no notice and the discarding of most of their possessions of value and then having nowhere to go. While some people are offered places to go again, there are not enough places in the city for everyone to go. And, okay, so if you acknowledge that there are not enough places, is the only alternative allow them to stay where they are? If we had enough shelters, he said, if we had enough housing that's actually affordable to individuals, the idea of sweeps wouldn't even exist. Why wouldn't it? There are so many studies that show that many of the people who are living on the street or living in parks prefer that. That is their choice. When they are offered an alternative of going into some kind of supervised governmental housing, they often turn it down, partially because there are restrictions on your use of drugs and booze in most of those institutions. That's why in the famous drunk dorms down the street from our radio studios, they have no restriction at all on people who are certified as alcoholics to continue using alcohol at government expense. Not that they pay for the alcohol, but that they pay for the housing in which people can continue to booze it up. Mr. Harris says, and I think he's right, I think one legitimate basis for sweeps is that it is a fact that businesses are negatively impacted. Communities are negatively impacted. Allowing tent encampments on an ongoing basis is just bad for the community. And when we deny those impacts on the community, advocates look like we're naive. And that drives people to the other side. It is profoundly self-defeating to deny the impact that homeless encampments have on the community, or to say that those communities should just absorb those impacts because homeless people have it even worse. And then they ask him, Tim, less than 20% of people in an encampment removal go to shelter. So presumably the majority of people are just moving somewhere else outside. So what's the basis for that? And Harris says, I agree. I think it's futile. But if I am a small business, and if I've got an encampment on my doorstep, and people aren't coming into my business because they want to avoid that encampment, I am perfectly happy to see that encampment move 4 blocks away. It's not a solution. But it's a relief for those who are immediately impacted, and that's meaningful. In other words, this is a recognition, and I think it's very important, and it's clearly a step in the right direction. And I give Tim Harris all the credit for bringing this up. That when it comes to people suffering from homelessness, it's not just the people living in the tents and living in the encampments and suffering very often from mental illness or drug addiction or criminality or various problems. It's the people who live nearby, and they have to be taken into account. They have to be taken into account. We will be right back for more on another hot debate, which is about aid to Ukraine and to Israel and the risks of doing nothing. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
The Michael MedVet Show.
That is really extreme.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Michael Medved show. We were talking before about the Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris, who is going to be on the ticket, of course. there's been so much writing about this. It's not because President Biden particularly values her or her contributions to his administration, which, as far as I can tell, have been just about zip, not a nothing, zero. Because she is the first woman of color ever to occupy a national office in this country, and if she is dumped from the ticket while Biden is struggling for re-election, yes, he might be helped by a more appealing personality, somebody more impressive than Vice President Harris, but it would also look like she's being singled out and victimized because of her gender and her race. So she's there. And where is she engaging for some of her most profound and important thinking? On The View. And she was in The View, on The View, having a discussion about the handling and President Biden's handling of the Israel-Hamas war. The question was put to her initially by Sunny Hostin. Listen, clip 16.
Now, voters between 18 and 29 years old stand out as disapproving of the way the Biden administration is handling the Israel-Hamas war. They do not support sending weapons and money to Israel. They are advocating for a humanitarian ceasefire. How does the administration respond to the concerns of this very important part of the Democratic voter base?
Okay, and here's the answer from the Vice President.
I've heard them, I see them, and I understand. I understand. But I think it's important that while we understand where they're coming from, which I do, that we not lose sight of the context, which is, let's just go back to October 7th. We can't deny the significance of a vicious, brutal attack that caused the death of 1,200 innocent people, a lot of them young people who are just attending a concert.
Yeah.
Women who were brutally assaulted and raped. And again, as someone who spent a lot of my career focused on those kinds of crimes, the horror of it. Mm-hmm. And all of that to also then say Israel has a right to defend itself. We would. And how it does matters. There have been far too many innocent Palestinians that have been killed. The president and I and many members of our administration have been very clear. I've been on over, I think, 14, 15 calls that the president has had with Bibi Netanyahu about what Israel must do to protect innocent civilians. We all want this to end as soon as possible. And how it ends matters.
Okay, again, is that a reasonable response? It's not a terrible response. And at least she is standing by the president, who, it's unbelievable. It seems to me one of the things about his administration that should provoke the least controversy would be his standing by Israel attempting to defend itself from terrorist attack. And no one can deny. No one can deny. The European Union doesn't deny. No one denies that Hamas is a terrorist institution. If you read their charter, they are a terrorist institution very committed to the destruction, the genocidal destruction of Israel. Because part of what genocide means, it's something that actually is worth covering. There's a terrific piece by Brett Stevens about the real meaning of genocide and the charge that they have brought, South Africa has brought to the world court in The Hague, that Israel is committing genocide. Israel has no policy of trying to annihilate the Palestinian population. On the other hand, Hamas has an explicit policy on trying to annihilate and destroy the only Jewish country in the world. And that's a very, very strong contrast. There's also a contrast between the Secretary of State of the United States and some of his critics regarding the necessity of supporting our allies in Ukraine to avoid a major war, not to provoke one. This is Secretary Blinken on CNBC, clip 8.
And if we let Putin get away with this, if we drop our guard and everything we're doing for Ukraine, then you open a Pandora's box, and he will not stop with Ukraine and others, other would-be aggressors in other parts of the world.
What do you think he would do?
They'll take the lesson. Look, I think he would go full tilt on Ukraine and then NATO countries. And, of course, if he attacked a NATO country, we have an Article 5 obligation under NATO to work to assist them. That would bring us in directly.
Right.
We want to prevent that and make sure that doesn't happen. One last thing on this, though, it's so important. This is not a forever war, and it's not a forever expense for us either. Even as we're helping Ukraine in the moment to defend itself, working with dozens of other countries, we're working so that Ukraine can stand strongly on its own two feet, militarily, economically, democratically. Private sector investment. Our former Secretary of Commerce, Penny Pritzker, who's working, leading the administration effort to get private sector investment in Ukraine, just came back from Ukraine with a delegation of CEOs. There's clearly tremendous opportunity there. We're helping with 30 other countries to set them up with a force for the future so that they can deter aggression going forward.
Okay, and again, this is something where there are, it doesn't seem to me there are strong arguments on the other side. Ukraine is a noble cause, and one of the things that we will cover tomorrow is some of Zelensky's most recent pleas, not for people to send military aid directly or soldiers directly, but to allow the Ukrainians to defend themselves as they have been doing. Meanwhile, they're on a completely opposite point of view. There is a film that came out right around Christmas time, obviously very appropriate to Christmas. The movie's called Journey to Bethlehem, and it's a musical. And no, it's not a musical that's comparable to the Wild and Crazy Mean Girls, which is out right now. But it's pretty energetic. Listen to this review.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
There's an energetic and cheerful new musical about a very familiar story, particularly this time of year in the holiday season. It is called Journey to Bethlehem.
Harry, God has chosen you to have a son, the King of all kings.
This wasn't a dream. An angel came to me.
That's newcomer Fiona Palomo, who's charming in both singing and acting. The cast also includes Antonio Banderas as King Herod and another rising young star named Milo Manheim as a sensitive and hunky Joseph. The musical numbers are elaborately choreographed, even if the tunes, except for a few Christmas carols, are mostly forgettable. Directed and co-written by one of the people behind the TV show Glee, this is a version of the Nativity without any of the hints of pain and suffering and darkness in the original gospel tale. It's rated a mild and appropriate PG. 2.5 stars for the lightly likable Journey to Bethlehem. And that film, which is just released now, on coming up on DVD and on streaming, is available, well, what is it? It's a month after the Christmas season. Coming up on the MedVed Show, more than half of the U.S.'s 25,000 cities are predicted, according to a new study, to become ghost towns by 2050. Why? Where? And what can we do to avoid it? We will talk about it next time on the MedVed Show. And speaking of predictions for 2050, multicultural Americans, and that's in quotes, are supposed to become a majority population by 2050. How do you define a multicultural American? Is this all about skin color again? Or something deeper about culture and values. Speaking of which, a Florida school district has pulled dictionaries and encyclopedias as part of purging inappropriate content. What were the words that particularly bothered them? And Arnold Schwarzenegger was detained in Munich. For what? And finally, Ron DeSantis. Well, he's down right now, doing not so well in New Hampshire. But is he out of the running, and what is next for the governor of Florida in this greatest nation on God's green earth?
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug. It's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.